Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Miss Mason, this is LaShonda with your roadside assistance. It seems as if we got disconnected.
I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get back in the car.
Okay, that's okay.
Sorry, what now?
Okay, so it seems as if we got disconnected, but I was calling you back because I know you still need roadside assistance. So, do you have a spare?
I do have a spare. I'm not sure how great it is, but I have one.
Okay. So, can you look at it?
I'm not getting out in traffic under the truck no more.
You said what?
It's under the truck, and I'm not going to risk getting out to check and see if it's any, like, I know it's under there, and it's got air in it. I just don't, there is a spare. I just don't know how good it is.
Okay.
And I'm not going to risk trying to get under the truck on the interstate.
Okay. So, for one, the provider, they're not going to remove the spare. The spare has to be out and ready. I said the provider is not going to come and move the spare. You would have to have the spare out where they can just grab the spare and put it on. So you will have to have the spare out when they come.
All right. Is a tow truck able to do that?
I mean, no, ma'am. They're not going to. That's not a part of roadside assistance.
So you don't have a tow truck?
I do have a tow truck. We do have tow trucks.
But I'm saying if the tire's not good or they're not able to assist me with that particular service, I can try to get the tire down, and that's not an issue. I'm just not right the second, but because I'm in a heavy set traffic zone.
Mm-hmm.
But I can try. But if for some reason I can't or they can't change it, I want to make sure I'm able to be towed.
So it looks like the way your service is set up, you get one service every 72 hours. So if we come out there and do a tire change, and if you don't have a good tire, then you need a tow, you'll have to pay for the tow out of pocket.
Okay, so that's fine. I mean, at this point, I don't know. I just know I can't sit on the side of the interstate.
And we need you to have the, if you're going to do a tire change, we need the tire to be accessible for the provider.
Ma'am, I just need some assistance. I am on the interstate, and I told you what problem I had. So whatever you feel like you need to send out here, just send that person out here. I don't know.
Okay. So I can't send out for a tow because you don't know if the tow, I mean for a tire change.
I can't hear at this point. I'm sorry. I just need some assistance to get off the side of the road before I lose my life.
Okay, so you want a tow today then? Because I can't
ma'am,
offer you a tire change.
I don't know what I need because I don't want to send someone out here that can't fix it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if you don't know what you need, ma'am, I most definitely don't know what you need, ma'am.
I'm telling you what's wrong with it. You can tell me what you're able to provide for me. I mean, I can't. I'm a female that doesn't know anything about changing, going up under a truck and getting the tire out, for one. So at this point, I just need some emergency road service.
And what type of service are you looking for? Are you looking for a tow now?
Do I need a damn tow or somebody to change that tire? Send someone to change the tire. That's what I need for now. I'll go from there. If I have to pay out of pocket, I don't care. Right now, I want to get off the side of the road.
Okay, ma'am, I understand your frustration.
That I may need that. No, I don't know that you do because I'm telling you what's wrong and you're telling me you can't assist me. I'll go back to GEICO because they can assist me either way. They tell me, I'll send someone out there. If you don't have a good flat, we'll send you a tow truck. That's what I say. I mean, I'll go with them because they help me. Right now, you're just asking me to tell you what I need. I told you what I need and you're still not able to help me.
So call us back when you...
No, I want some service out here. Send me someone to change my tire.
Ma'am, I can't send anybody out there to change your tire because you're saying on a recorded line that you don't know if it's a good spare or not. So I'm not able to. You told me you can't. You're not going
to
get it.
But if something happens to me, it's not my fault. So I'm asking you to send me help.
So the only service I can offer you right now is a tow. Because you don't know if that's a good spare or not.
I said it was a good spare. I said I didn't know if I could get it off by myself. under my truck, and I will definitely hang my feet out from under it and hope my legs get run over so that y'all can assist me with an ambulance. How about that?
That's totally up to you, ma'am.
I asked you four times to send me someone to change my tire.
And you still are sharing with me that you can't get the tire from under there.
I'm up
you
under
don't
the
know
now.
If it's a
I'm
good
getting
tire.
The tire off. Send me someone to change the dang tire.
So, ma'am, once again.
I've told you.
We're on
I
a recorded line.
You're still not. I understand I'm on a recorded line, and so are you. You're not willing to help me. You're not willing to send me help. I used to work for Emergency Road Service. I know what it's like. I'm in a bad location. I need some assistance, and I need it fast. I am a female in a big truck on the side of the interstate, and I am trying my best to get the assistance that I need. And the longer we're on this phone, the longer it's going to take to get assistance. So what more information would you like to get me help?
Okay. So you can't get a tire change because we still don't know. You said on the recorded line that
ma'am,
you don't know if this is good.
I told you my tire is good. Send me someone to change my tire. That's what I said do. That's what I need. Thank you. That's what I want. I want a tire change.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have locking hubcaps on your wheels?
Excuse me?
You
no, I don't.
So the only thing I can do for you, because you don't have the tire down either, do you have like
I'm
a special tool?
I'm trying to get it now. You hear the traffic. I'm sure you can hear the traffic. I'm putting
right.
myself in a terrible situation for you. I'm asking for help, and you're not helping me. So if something happens to me, I'm hoping that they record the fact that you're not sending me the proper help.
Well, ma'am, you have to be able to, like, you need to,
look,
I need to
I don't
know
need
about
you to
this
tell me
spare.
What I need to do. If I tell you to send me help for a tire change, then that's what I need.
Sure, that's what we're going to do, ma'am. That's what we're going to do for you.
That's what I've been telling you to do.
Does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
And I've already told you no.
May I have your location?
I'm going to have to hang up this phone. Because
okay.
I can't be on the phone on the side of the interstate. Because if I need to call 911, I'm on the phone with you and I can't.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
I need a pair of flowers.
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for your time. You have a good day. You can get back.
Okay, you don't even know where I'm at. Hello?
Ma'am, you said you're getting off the phone.
I said I need you to get me some assistance so I can.
May I have your location?
Get me to your supervisor.
I am a supervisor, ma'am. May I have the address that you have your location?
I am on 75 northbound, a quarter mile before Forsyth and Hardeman exit on the bridge undercover of the interstate.
What's the exit name?
Forsyth and Hardeman.
Can you spell that, please?
It's exit 164.
Thank you.
1/4 mile headed north. Towards exit 164.
Can I have the city and state that you're in?
I'm sorry?
Can I have the city and state that you're in?
Macon, Georgia.
Can you see the Hampton Inns from where you're at?
Can I see what?
Hampton Inns or Days Inn.
No, I'm past that. I'm on I-75 northbound, 1/4 mile before exit 164.
With the information that you've given me, is coming up at the Hampton Inns.
There's not a Hampton Inn. I'm on an interstate. There's no motel or anything on the interstate.
But this is right by, it's right next to the 75, where this is showing.
Okay, well, if it's showing you that, then okay, but I'm not near any motels or hotels. I am on the actual interstate before the 16 split.
Okay, so let's see if I can send you a text message and maybe get your location, because
Hampton Inn is the exit before me.
It's before you?
The Hampton Inn is the exit before me. So if you're coming and going northbound, if you're coming from south or what have you, then you're going to pass Eisenhower, which has got the Hampton Inn off of that particular exit. I'm past that. You've got to go past that. I'm on the right-hand shoulder, one-fourth of a mile from the exit. Exactly, one-fourth.
And what's the name of the exit? I asked if you could spell that for me.
F-O-R-S-Y-C-H, Forsyth Street, Hardeman Avenue, H-A-R-D-E-M-A-N, Hardeman Avenue.
Can you spell that slower, please?
Ma'am, I'm doing the best I can. I'm on an interstate. I can hardly hear. Forsyth, F-O-R-S, as in Sam, Y-T-H, Road, Hardeman, H-A-R-D, as in David, E-M-A-N, Avenue.
Thank you.
Anybody from here is going to know where I'm at.
Okay, and you said you're a fourth of a mile away from that exit?
Correct, heading north. Before the I-16 split. I mean, I'm given very specific directions. Anyone from this area and the tow company of this area will know exactly where I am.
Okay. So one moment. One moment, sir. I mean, ma'am. Okay, so I got some notes, so I'll just have to tell them that. So, all right, so what I'll do at this time is I'll try to reach out to a provider. Once I get one secured, you'll receive a text message. Once you get this text message, it'll let you know the name of the company, their telephone, and the time of arrival, okay? Hello, ma'am.
I can hear, I mean, I can't hear you, but I'm here. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, you'll be getting a text message soon, okay? With all the information.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is LaShonda.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you as well.